Well, today we're joined on the phone by Shelby Nelson, who is with Lutheran Services of Iowa, and we want to talk a little bit about foster care and adoption programs here around the area and the need for folks to step up and be a part of someone else's life in a positive way. Shelby, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, very good. Well, talk a little bit about what's going on. Lutheran Services of Iowa is working on some informational sessions to kind of test the waters out there and find out if there's some folks who might be interested in learning more about foster care and adoption. Can you talk about the need?
Yes. So as of late July, we have 780 children waiting to be adopted across the state of Iowa. Also, a total of 3,936 children and teens entered the foster care in 2020. Kind of in that same time frame, we had 1,172 children who were unable to be safely reunited with their family and needed to be adopted from foster care. So the people who stepped up to become foster and adoptive parents are truly, truly special and deserving of support and the recognition, and that's one priority for LSI, is to make sure that the foster parents are supported and do get recognized for the good things that they do.
I'm not an expert in that field, but those sound like large numbers.
Yes. Right now, Pottawatomie County is one of our bigger issues with low numbers. Currently, we only have about 33 foster homes that are available right now, and a lot of them are age specific, so that also cuts the number down. So anyone interested in Council Bluffs or know anyone, that's what we're looking at, but we are also looking at all 30 counties. So anyone interested is greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the process for someone who might be considering being part of the foster care or adoption programs. How difficult, how complicated, what should they expect?
So first they would go to our website and fill out an inquiry form. Then they will get put on our sheet. I will contact them, and that's when we kind of get the process starting. We get them signed up for an orientation class. It is a required one-night class that just gives them more information about foster care and adoption to see if they are ready to proceed forward. After that, and they're ready to proceed forward, then they will turn their application back to our office, and that's when we start processing that. That can always depend on how each situation is different. But once that comes back completed, we have some of our workers call to get you signed up for post-training classes. It is a 10-week training, one night per 10 weeks. It is pretty lengthy, but it is very, very beneficial for families to learn about certain situations and things like that.
Yeah. Is there a certain profile of folks who maybe you target to become members of this program, or is just like anybody who would be interested?
We would like anyone. We do have a specific target right now that we are aiming for is African American families. When children enter the system, we love to keep them in their same culture, things like that. So it's really important to recruit foster families in that culture as well.
Sure. Make the transition a little easier, maybe?
Yes. Yep.
Talk about when it comes to the need, I guess I want to talk a little bit about the circumstances. I know you can't get into details, and all these circumstances with these children are probably different, but they have the common denominator is they're all looking for something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the need has to be filled. And, you know, what happens with these youngsters if there aren't enough people out there to step up?
Shelters, and we have had three shelters close within this last year. So that it has also been a huge need. We do have respite families, emergency families that take emergency placements, other relatives. We do try to connect with and keep them with their family as well. But other than that, I mean, we do have a huge need.
Yeah, and everybody's circumstance obviously is different. And you've got children, I suppose, of all ages.
Yes, of all ages. Right now, we do have a big need with 9 to 12 and teenagers. I know is a huge need right now. And we're all also getting some younger ones in there as well.
Shelby, are there folks that step forward and say, you know, I would be interested in doing this, but they kind of target a specific age group or a specific type of child that they might be more interested in than if they're maybe say they're a little bit older and experienced and they don't really necessarily want to get into an infant?
Yes. A lot went younger, of course. A baby is awfully recommended or wanted. We do have older people who inquire that do want teenagers. They kind of out of that baby stage and do want to help teenagers. So, I mean, we do have both coming in, but I would say we have a lot more wanting a 0 to 5 age range.
Sure, sure. So the teenagers, for example, or the age range that you talked about, it can be difficult sometimes.
Yes, yep. Yeah. It is very difficult. Right now we are having a very difficult time with that.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to to adoption, I think a lot of folks are pretty familiar with that. You're expanding your family. There are obvious benefits and joys to that. But when it comes to foster care, a lot of folks aren't really that familiar with that. What are the positives? What do foster parents get? What do they come away with when they get into this type of program and open up their lives to others?
Well, for one, they get the satisfaction of helping and bringing in a child in their home. We tell them like to connect, build that relationship, so they get relationships built with that way, even with the family of the child. We do also have many support groups we have that foster parents are able to go to. We have appreciation events. And I know we do a lot with Share My Smile of events that foster parents and kids are able to go to, things like that. And we also provide a lot of trainings for specific situations that could occur, something if they want more education on a certain subject, they can always sign up for trainings too.
Do many of the folks who get involved as foster parents, do they tend to stick with the program for long term?
Yeah, I mean, we do. I think they, at first it's a little bit difficult, but once the process gets going, it gets a lot easier. We do have a lot that have been foster parents for a long, long time. But there are some that kind of find out that that's not for them, which is okay. But yes, we do have some that stay for a while.
Great. Well, I know you have an event coming up here very soon in Council Bluffs for folks who might want to learn more about the possibilities and about the programs. Can you talk a little bit about that night?
Yes. So that's going to be on Wednesday, November 17th at 6 p.m., probably last until 7:30. That will be at the Council Bluffs Public Library at Room A. And there will be a free dinner included, soup, dinner roll, dessert, and drink. And then if anyone is interested and wants to RSVP, they can call me, Shelby Nelson, at 712-267-9856.
All right, very good. 712-267-9856, again, is that telephone number. And you can check on our website as well and find that information for you. And folks will come away with getting a lot of their questions answered, correct?
Yes.
All right, very good. Well, Shelby, thank you so much for all that you and the organization do at Lutheran Services of Iowa. It's a very important topic. Obviously, we don't want to, we want children to be able to have every opportunity possible, no matter what circumstance they come from. We want them to have the opportunities afforded to many of us too, and that's part of the program with foster care and adoption. Shelby Nelson, thank you so much for the time today.
Yes, thank you.